to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mugelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to EPNC Kamalam. Mugelings Nengasmos, and the country is going through something. So, as unpacking, sit back and relax. So, la South Africa, guna wanya abo South Africans, but afuna ugu to Trump and South Africa, great again, but not great enough to actually leave. It's like wanting a sugar daddy, but afuna ugu la sugar, babes, pick a struggle. Anyways, moving on, America, yes, the country that had defies everything but logic, yes, love, babes. They have the audacity to call Europe weak. Bro, hello. Your national bird is actually like a basic chicken wing. So relax. Now, illegal drilling above the Gautrain tunnel has made Joburg traffic even worse. So if now we bow late today, blame the uncle who just discovered YouTube and watched a 6-minute YouTube video on how to drill baby drill. Anyways, Canadians are finally standing up for themselves. But see, as the funny America, as the ding America, Tina, no Putin, no Drake. I mean, what Drake, ne? Like, who down bad manje? But it's better than having Trump. So honestly, like, shout out to you guys. Mina, respect and nigga. And moving on, Undlozi has finally moved from point of order to point of effing frequency. I mean, to him, Sam Fuma, it's only a matter of time before I interrupt her the news bulletin. I say, anchor, please sit down. I have a point of order on this weather report. So, guys, these are the numbers. Yes, she says, so sit back, relax, and let's get into it. This is PNC.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese babies. Welcome to yet another installment of PNC. People need comedy. I can't believe some idiot in the comments was like, is it people in need of comedy?
Oh my goodness.
But you are the one who says
yes.
Because it's funny. In need of comedy. People in need of comedy. It's like a Town Talk discount for any channel.
Oh, I thought you were doing it like...
Yeah, it's intentional, but it's PNC. Someone said, then why don't you call it pink?
No.
Whoa, I like that.
Pink. From the pink podcast. Everything.
The pink podcast. I like everything.
All right, cheese babies, before we begin the show, it's always traditional to introduce the people you see on the camera. Starting from the far right, your left, depending on how you look at the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, dressed like a garden gnome, Wamutomunso. It's the one and only, the man who looks like if Super Mario was a para. Please put your hands together for the one and only, Tsitsi Chumeric, the Paperic. And before we introduce our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to move on and introduce the lady of the house. Prescription glasses never look this good. Rocking a pinstripe pants that looks like Tente Yakereke that you see on the side of the highway. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together. Help us welcome someone who's a lighter shade of brown today. Farida Farofai to the Fizé. Hey. Hey.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo. In the back, dressed in black. A man who was at Home Affairs for 6 hours, got turned away and returned the next day. Formerly known as Chandra Van Vake.
Yes.
Please put your hands together for the new and unimproved Chandra Abraham. And ladies and gentlemen, the only cast member on the show who still has an iPhone 6. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's the only one with an iPhone with one camera.
And a camera thing is so.
It has one camera.
It looks like a peephole on the door.
You make Android users embarrass us.
I think that phone was fixed with an Android face. Since his segment on the news was taken away, he hasn't been able to steal phones. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only Thabiso Mutongo! And our guest today. Listen to yourself.
Yeah, listen.
It's the first time we've ever seen hair this expensive on the show.
Yeah.
No shade to you. This hair, you can see, is from another country.
Yeah.
Not Limpopo. Kiri. Even the way they're sitting on the couch, it looks like before and after. You decide who is who. Dressed Kaburu Huba raincoat, Limuriri Wako Brazili, Lidi Hunger Boy Momenong. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Standard. Chapang Matsoho. Give it up. Go crazy for the one, the only.
Mukele.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
And, looking like an extra from the movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. The originator of South Africanness. The original pop-ups. Ndikwa. Ndikwa.
Kellings! Welcome to PNC. What's going on?
Naki excited to feel like Tuchelle Luna one. Like, yes, just have fun.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome.
Delicious.
Darling, always the first question. People are like, I'm here to have fun.
I'm just
humbly having fun.
It must be like a conversation.
Oh, wow.
No, but we've got hard-hitting questions for you.
Really?
We want to get to the source of many things today.
Okay.
Chats, real things.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while since have I ever been to a podcast? Never. I've never. This is my first.
You are breaking your virginity with us.
Did you just ask yourself that question?
Yeah. Yes.
All the real questions.
Now.
Let me start. Mukelings. What is underneath that hair? Did he cornrows? Did she scope or the brush cut? Tell us.
Afro.
Whoa.
Oh, an afro.
Yeah.
Peach. Black.
Afro.
Afro.
Yeah, boom.
I'm growing my hair.
Sorry.
Of the worst.
Listen,
hey, I'm gonna finish that sentence, man.
I see what you did there.
No.
Okay, let's start in the beginning.
Okay.
Who eats Mukelings? Yeah. What is your full government name? Before we knew you as Mukelings, who were you? What is Hungwetsuing Mo ID Yako RSA?
Real name is Banele.
Yo. Majorly.
I A.
Banele?
Ndaba.
Yo.
Ndaba.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
I don't have a second name.
Okay. Mugelings. Yes, of course.
Hey. And also, actually, like,
they got lazy.
They didn't want the slave name. I'm also important. I don't have a second
name. When are your parents are white?
One of them.
Okay. But before the white parent came,
there was
another name.
No,
it was.
No, there was the.
I do have a second name, but I, like Chandra says, you know,
Oh, you have a second name?
Is your second name? Oh, you do have a second name.
Yeah. Patrick.
Like no. I know it.
David pops.
He does look like a Patrick.
He does.
But I remember he did. It's a Mutsikwa something. No. It's also a Tswana name.
It's a Sotho name.
It's a Sotho.
I'm a half Sotho.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So tell us.
When what's the name? KZN back, I'll be there going, yeah. Deserve a piece of this.
And that's why you're wearing a blanket today.
What does that mean?
That's what
Malejo, yes.
That's the name my father had given to me. But because things were not sorted.
Of course. What does that mean?
Bananas.
Yeah.
What's that, Matthew?
It's the name before the privilege came into your life.
What's crazy is that a white person said that.
Yes.
But they victims. They're under siege.
They're under attack.
Did you see them at the United States Embassy, just there singing the stem only?
Acting like
only
victims.
The Afrikaans, but that was, for me, that was crazy, bro. But I don't understand. For me, I feel very betrayed by them.
Yes.
First of all, because I don't know why they even call themselves Afrikaners, because it's like that's not their culture. It's, they just stole that as well. Because they came here speaking Dutch. They never spoke Afrikaans. We, as the people of Southern Africa, tried to understand what they were saying, and that's how we came up with Afrikaans. And they actually teased Afrikaans because they were like, no, this is a lower form. They called it Kombase Dutch. That's what they used to call it. Then all of a sudden, when the British abolished slavery, they got angry and then literally went up north into Africa to go start a colony and continue with their ways. And I don't know, along the way, they just were like, oh, we Afrikaners, let's put this and then let's make this ours. And then so that everything that their whole lives is based on is a lie. Mm.
Mm. Talking about lives that are lies.
Yeah.
I know, Shandre.
I just feel betrayed by you.
Understand Shandre's point of view. Like, guys, we're all South Africans and we're supposed to fight this fight together. Mm. My thing is, you can't be that guy all of a sudden when someone says, what's good? You know, don't embarrass us in front of visitors. You know that phrase?
Yeah.
That's, you know?
That's the one.
Like when visitors come and your mom offers the visitors, hey, can I get you some biscuits? Say yes, please, because we haven't been fed the whole day.
Like, what is that?
You know what I mean? Like, shut up. Like, if there's visitors, don't embarrass us, bro. We all have problems. But I think what's happening with this community is they're trying to make it seem like there's this thing that's happening to them and them alone. They're the only ones being attacked in this country. They're the only ones. But until today, no land has been taken without compensation from any Afrikaans person. Mm. But they're acting like they are under siege in this country. So this is what I'm saying to anyone who doesn't identify as a South African. I firmly believe South Africa is going to be great again in the next couple of years.
When was it great?
We've had our moments.
Before apartheid.
You know when it was great? It was great during these times.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What is that?
That guy.
Hey. You don't know this, huh? You weren't a beneficiary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't get anything.
Yes. You were there during those days.
We were enjoying.
Rhymes with Zupta. Those were great times. No, but honestly, I feel like South Africa will be great again in the next couple of years when we finally work through our issues and find systems that work. And my thing is, if you're not willing to be with us now during these trying times and these transformative times, and you decide you want to go, then you must really go.
Mm.
Don't come back.
And as soon as you go, they cancel the passport.
Yeah, they must. If you're going, that must be the rule. If you're going, they cut your passport, you go.
Yes.
Whatever you find there is your new home, is your new thing. Stay there. Don't be half-half. Don't have 1 foot here, 1 foot here, play victim. If you are going, go.
Mugelings, for you, what do you think about this whole Afrikaner thing?
I see this chat, I really don't have much to say. I really like to listen. Because I don't pay that much attention.
African friends,
wow.
VSA.
I don't, guys. Like, I think I saw about this incident on TikTok, you know, and I didn't
go deep into it. So it's the first time actually like hearing it that we're discussing it now. But I don't have anything to say, honestly. Like, I don't.
Can I ask, do you think we've gotten to the point where we just, we're not hearing anything political because there's too much going on? Is that
yes.
what it is?
Yes. I think as Pops is explaining, or rather talking about this whole thing that is happening currently, I think we need more of such platforms where mm-hmm. we get to speak about our political views on a much
simplified
more accessible
way.
Level. Because yes. I don't watch the news. Like, I don't have time to watch the news. Me, when I watch YouTube.
Yeah.
We want to Thanks. Hear such conversations. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
I love that, bro.
So, when are you staying?
Am I sorry?
Are you leaving?
No, no, me, I'm staying. South African Nintendo. But if you guys can put me at the forefront.
Yeah.
But you at the forefront.
Oh, forefront. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It has to be at the front.
Yes.
There's too much things hanging there in Wait. The balance.
Low hanging fruit.
Yes.
Yeah,
what kind of a fruit
what's
is
happening?
This?
Those are bananas. Those are the mango.
All
you
right.
Apples,
yes. Plantain.
Low hanging.
Yes.
Holding all.
With the berries.
Indeed.
All right.
Yes. An eggplant. Indeed.
I love that you'd say you'd actually go to war for this country.
Yes.
I'm the same. If I had to pick up arms for South Africa, I'll fight.
I'll fight, but
my kids can be rich in the future. Think about all those people whose parents didn't fight during apartheid. How they looked at their parents.
Yo, have you ever been in a poor household and just looked at your father watching the news and like, you should have fought when I said, now look at us, we're struggling here. It's busy there. These people are bringing down the country like you should have been there. Bringing it down with them. What's about it really corruption because you are not a benefit? Look at me now, I have to play with other people's toys.
But some of them did fight, man. It's just that they boycotted. Have you ever been with a boycott? Me, I used to boycott. When apartheid happened, I was like, I'm not buying Millie Mel from that shop.
We all boycott. There's not a fight.
Is that not fighting?
Mm-mm. Sometimes you boycott not by choice. It's because you can't afford.
Now you're there.
No, listen, I'm not buying anything from Louis Vuitton from now on.
You've never bought anything.
The war is in Devon. You.
Dude, you from Standerton, eh?
Mm.
Standerton.
You know Standerton?
Mm-mm, there's like 6,000 people in. Yeah, what's the population of Standerton?
What is it?
Because Tabiso's from Broncos.
Barberton. And that's 7 people.
So how do you get from Standerton to Joburg, and what was life like in Standerton?
Were you poor?
Very.
Ah, you lying? Really?
How much?
Yeah, what?
People always say they were poor. How poor were you?
Poor, my friend today because we don't have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we got my friend. It's my friend. Coco sent me 30 crate yamakanda, and Acha, I'm gonna see you like month end. That kind of poor.
True. Yeah, no, they are.
Sorry. There's a difference between being poor and being a scammer. I think we need to.
This one used to scam my friend. and that's where Mugellings was born. Because he'd come the next week with the week.
Hi!
Cocos, we need 2 cocks and eat some moss. We'll see you month end.
Are from the same household? No, they moved.
But they said you'll help.
That's wild.
This came up with my friend.
You were looting before it started.
So
And that's how they catch him up.
No,
call him by the real name.
Hi, Rajesh.
How do you know me? Oh, sorry.
And then to stop the lie, Mugeling started embodying the characters.
Yeah.
Ooh. I am Mugeling now. I don't remember what Banele said
what,
to you.
What was school like in Standerton during that time, especially school. For you? Yeah.
School.
Were you bullied? Ultra school.
Hey.
Since I'm not bullied. School. I don't care if there was a school.
I'm trying to think.
Did you go to school?
Ah, young.
Yes. Like high school.
Ah, that's all.
Hmm.
You didn't do primary high school.
Yeah, because I'm like 22. Come on.
Yeah.
Crash?
Yeah. Ow.
Hey, graduate. See, I'm a graduate. Crash.
It's about the ABC.
So
you crashed in Standerton?
Yeah.
You primaried in Standerton?
Yes.
You high schooled in Standerton?
Yeah, bro.
And what was that like, especially given the colorful upbringing that you had, right? Mm. When does this persona start sort of coming out?
Mm.
And how do people around you start reacting, especially in a small town? Because small town people, no offense, Tabiso, there's certain things they don't get or they're not open to or privy to. So to them, they're like, whoa, what's
different.
Going on? That's different. Tina says, try
it. Yeah, I think a lot of it was inspired by social media. The execution part of it. But the core part of Mugeling's had always been there, you know, the queer, colorful, grata, you know, kibula sekele ko skulong, Valentine's ball, like.
Ah, what to jay, Eva?
Oh.
But Mugeling's was inspired by media. You know, I started having access to social media and I saw what other people like were doing on socials and would say actually boys can wear wigs and they can wear makeup. Like you sing.
So it helps you not feel alone.
Yes. You know, I felt like I found a community on social media. So I saw what's happening. Like young boys are wearing wigs. This is how they express themselves. This is how they are dancing at certain stages or whatever. And that's when I got introduced to makeup. So Mugeling's was built on that foundation.
I see what you did there on that foundation.
Wow.
So I started wearing makeup and wigs. And yeah. And I wanted to be funny also. Like, I always thought I was funny because whenever I'm around, I would be around my friends. They would, like, actually matter when I was in Yisashim. And I thought, okay, let's make funny videos on TikTok. And also the pandemic was around the time where the pandemic was.
No, let's get like during pandemic.
Hey, I'm a trick.
Hey. Wow. Hey. When I will push through.
Yeah, Maria, yo.
Whoever did matric during the pandemic, they just pushed them through.
No, who did matric during 2010?
Shakira was doing that.
It was 6 months of school.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because you were preparing for visitors.
Mm.
We didn't have time for education.
Yeah.
But that's okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah, let's go back to this one.
Yes, you're saying matric.
When the pandemic hit, I was in matric. And
you started focusing heavily on your content.
Yeah. Hey, because I was very intentional, hey?
Like, I
was very intentional.
Your platforms
like,
really, really, really quick.
Did you have like I want to get the
clear-cut vision?
Yeah, a clear-cut vision. You know, you were just Let me rock this one. Did it catch you by surprise?
It did. Part of it did, but I had always had bigger dreams and bigger aspirations, you know, for myself from a young, like as a crush, being a leader, a choreography, like his solo song, a crush, they would put me in front. So, like, I've always been that person, and I've always.
What does Njobi mean?
It's a tight, like.
The tupniza.
Like
chimpas.
Cycle shorts.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love the onomatopoeias. I love them.
Yeah. So I grew up in that space, really, where I was made to think that, hey, actually, as when you're very talented and you are gonna be something, you know, one day. So it also started playing in my head that wow, Shemi has my talent, siyakhula, siyajana,
siba talent.
Nice. So you had a supportive environment.
I did.
That's nice.
I did. Okay, at school, cool. At home. But it was fine until I came out as gay. But okay, we're gonna get back to that.
Ask,
it was yes. It was fine until I actually like said, hey, guys, this is not an act. Like this is
me.
What's happening?
Wait,
so, whoa.
Yes. What were they thinking was happening before it came out?
I really don't know. Hey.
They were like,
it's
a
you know why? You know, because in every hood, like in every like location, there's always one guy or one person that people just assume is gay for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out here, you know, I'm not here. So like for me, I've never like I was that guy around my
people thought you were gay.
People probably still think I'm gay now.
Why?
But you have a father now. You're a father. You have a child.
But they are gay men. Yeah, like,
so Mizzy is a father.
Yo,
thank you.
Yeah, they are gay men who have kids.
That show was so loaded.
Sorry, that's for me.
So there is. I've also seen that whole situation where, but I've never seen the one where what happens after that. Okay. So I always wonder why is that? Because I always wonder why would you think that, and then you are nice to people. They're like, that is why. Then you're like, oh, so it must be. A mean person to be outwardly straight.
Mm.
And then when you meet, like, have you ever met, like, when somebody's openly gay, people become openly straight, you know? So you're like, hi, how are you? Like, ciao, grand. It's just the greeting. So you don't have to feminize it.
Yes. Were people shocked when you, because it's like you had the act, right, that you said you were doing. And then when you said when you came out, they were like.
They were, unfortunately, they were, which is so shocking to me because how guys would see like a slimy game.
It sounds
the
like
signs
like,
were there.
It hello.
Like black denial, you know, just black people in denial about the truth.
It's cool. Home.
So are you like the oldest?
No, second born.
Second born.
Middle
child. Sorry? Last born or second. Middle child?
Second born.
So you're not the last?
I'm not the last one.
So when they said banele, they were just playing.
I'm a fan.
Wow.
When I want an aningcheli logo.
Yeah, think again.
That's an aningcheli logo.
Yay!
I've got some more.
So banele bafana.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, I'm the last boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then I have two younger siblings, which are like girls.
That means your parents are young, ne? Because you're 22.
What is young to you, Gantit?
Ah, they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're young.
Get it done.
Like your parent was in school when I was in grade one.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Technically.
That's crazy.
Sure.
But yes, the shock. What? So when you openly come out, do you? What year is this? Are you in high school? Are you in primary school? And what do you say?
and more interestingly, in which voice?
That's a really good question. Because how I came out was through a performance.
That's the best
way. What do you mean?
Yes.
The best way.
I'm with the performance.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, Rosaniel,
like,
bro.
Like, imagine doing, like, everyone comes home and you're like, I wrote a poem for you guys.
A poem.
Boys are delicious.
Girls are not.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They've already forgotten.
We are gay, gay. We're all happy.
No.
So yes, okay. It came through a performance.
Through a performance. That's so funny, by the way. Look, guys. It's good. I'm going to show you because I used to host Valentine's balls and all of that.
Yeah.
So Valentine's? This one, yeah, Valentine balls.
It's a ball. This is the thing about small towns. They still use like old lingo. Like there was a dancing class in King Williamstown. They call it a cotillion.
When you go out
to learn how to dance in ballroom styles, like the waltz and what, they call that a cotillion.
My God.
And they still do till today.
I don't know if they do it today.
So tell us about the Valentine's ball.
Yeah, I used to host one of those. It's crazy because it was not even a ball. We would just have different acts on stage.
And like a talent show.
Like a talent show. So I used to coordinate those because Dalang Gabanguti, like... Guys, come on. After school, we're attracted,
right?
Yes. So, yeah, working alongside my grade 9 teacher. And then this year, I think it wasn't grade 9 or grade 10, which was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was going through my head that day, but I told my teacher, "Hore girl, I want to make a figure in a week. I saw Sunday last school in Umpatili week. Couldn't think for no good end. So when I'm Patili a week, let me make up yak. I'm telling my English teacher. I said, "Oh, okay, sharp." 14th February comes. So in case to you know. And I go to my teacher, I get the stuff that I asked for, do my makeup, do my hair. And then I went backstage to the teacher who was showing me.
You came
out
to
the
top. What color was the wig?
I know frontal.
Exposure.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Exposure. Hey,
So yes, I wore that.
I wish I was there.
And people had never seen me and look in drag before.
Mm.
But I used to do it at home in my bedroom. It was something that I used to do in my bedroom and hiding. So I was ready for people to see it.
You were doing it in the closet.
Yes.
Wow.
So you came out. At school.
Yeah.
Symbolism, okay. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, I told the DJ to play the song and I was ringing.
Mkwanti.
Yo.
What somebody Beyonce song called Fellow has straight to Mkwanti.
In a flavor.
Yeah, but Mkwanti was a fire.
Please, Mkwanti, my baby. Ah, come on.
Fire.
Come on.
Yeah. Fire.
Yes. No. So we dance. Hey, you know.
So walk us through the beginning of the performance. You walk onto stage, full drag.
Yes. Curtains open because we had curtains. So it was very dramatic. It was very specific. Was it, please open the curtains. Curtains open and DJ's right there next to... By the lift wing of the stage, and there's just school kids on top of desks. Some are on top of chairs. Some are just closer to the stage. It was crazy. Like it was
MCR ring. Introducing. Hey. Had you had the name Mogeling Zeto? Was it Banele?
Banele.
Banza.
Yes. So I told the MC, it's okay, please tell the DJ to play the song and introduce me like this, and then I want to come on stage.
How did you come out? So you just started dancing.
I just started dancing. I just started dancing. Like, yo, I danced.
That must have felt great.
Ooh, ha. Yes.
Jazz hands. Yes.
It felt like that.
And what are you wearing this time?
I'm wearing a bum short. I don't know where. I think I cut some of my skinny jeans. Good. I wear bum short with
so that a...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Very Nike MX.
Oh.
Crop top nang is Zenzele DIY. So you want to see week being in a vision. When I figure
name. The week did not come off once.
Never. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
So that's embarrassing.
So after that performance, I assume you murdered it.
I did, yeah.
And everyone, as much as everyone was like, what's going on? They were like, this is dope.
Yeah.
We loved the performance.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, what did you say?
It's a feature.
Obviously, Peyanisha, like, so celebrity, just going like, oh, girl, oh, wow, show me the career performer. Oh, I can't do something. Oh, push on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you know, push on, guys, you man, and I'm going to shoot a man. Cozy. I'm going to put on my stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's that vibe. But now, I have friends, childhood friends that I grew up with.
Yes.
Banele, some shit I'm fanu kokuaku.
Did you have to huddle them to say chance?
This thing is happening, but now also.
I'm a fan.
Hello. Like, bayazi. That time, ukoko no mama abazi. Nix.
Wait.
Yo,
so, you told the world.
Yeah.
Before you told your family.
Yes.
And how did that meet?
I was not willing to come out to my family because that's my family. I'm expecting them to know what is happening with me because they live with me 24/7, so I don't have to come out to them.
Guys, come on.
Probably I was owing the world an explanation or some sort of
clarification.
Yeah, but not my family.
Yes, that's true. And what's crazy is that your family wouldn't have given you the reception that the world gave you.
Yes.
Because the world was like, yes, my channel.
Superstar.
It was just a few guys that were like, ah, money, money, la manche.
Skip on.
Skip on.
So remember, we must have to lose
players. Players,
very
good. That's the problem.
Yes.
I'm funny.
Man, that won't. So wrong. I would never. Like, No, I'm never. I'm sorry. Hello.
It is a thing. Most street guys think that, like, gay people are always looking at them.
Behind. No.
Gay people don't have the best taste in the world. Yeah. Come on, look at yourself first.
Yes.
Also, this young this month.
There's actually a small thing going on with straight men. They think that they are actually a prize for
everyone.
For gay men.
Okay.
So what they do is they think that if a gay guy can convert them, that's like the ultimate prize for a gay man. And I'm like, no.
I have the excuse for men. Men have an excuse for this.
Just go around biting
them.
I'm still in by the light. I'm by the light.
Oh my God.
Don't come here, you'll die, you'll die.
You will die.
By the UV light. I'm by the UV light.
Everything.
But there's a statistic that explains all this. Why men always feel so desirable. You know? If you take, like, statistically in the world, there's more ladies than there are men, right? And obviously we minus certain, men that can't,
satisfy the ladies, mm-hmm. you know, like the men in jail, you know,
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. Disabled those men.
Out.
Those that don't go to men's clinic.
Out. Mm-hmm. Everything. After you do all that math, no, it's about roughly 17.5 women to one man.
Jeez.
So
that's a lot.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and then you are.
Yeah. So that means for every abled man, there is 17 potentials Jesus. Out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that they're hot or anything like that. It's just that we are used to being
doing the Lord's work.
We're used to being wanted women. All the time. So it's just like
I don't know about
I'm so hot. Limachita, I'm bad. You know, like, I'm just losing all the
statistic of one of being wanted.
So, by
your standard, ne, you meaning that if a man does cheat, you must forgive him 17 times. If he cheats 18 times,
that means it's wrong.
Greedy.
Now.
Yes, yeah. Now you are being greedy now.
No, I think it's 17 different people he can cheat with.
Why would you? Okay.
Not 17 times, 17 different people he can cheat with.
No, I'm not saying
when he cheats with number 18, that's too much.
No, that's too much.
That is true, but I'm not talking about cheating. What I'm talking about is that, like, the reason why I feel like some people feel desirable, that's it.
Yes.
Farida, I wanted to say something because these two just took an opportunity to justify cheating.
So what you're saying is 17 times is fine. But 18, then I'm wrong.
And they're not explaining to us. They're talking at home, this one. They're talking to
themselves.
Farida, you wanted to say something.
No, it was just disputing either way you look at it, whether it's 17 times to cheat or 17 forgiving. It's a lot of doing a lot. It's a lot of cheating, a lot of forgiving, all on one or two or three to one man. Mm-hmm. That is also a choice.
Mara, we are outnumbered.
That's fine. The choice is also to be with
you. Must share. Why are you so selfish, Farida?
That is not gonna fly. I'm so sorry about that. Jesus said, you take a loaf of bread and share amongst 12 men. I'm not Jesus. I'm but a mere
person. Teamwork.
That is the problem.
The world is
you thinking in
place.
Teams. I'm thinking I, me and God. You want to include other team members to push the project forward.
Can I ask, since just to bring it back to you, Mukeling.
Yes.
So since you came out technically on the 14th of Feb, do you know, is it now a date you celebrate? This is my coming out date, or it's just another date? It doesn't.
No.
Because it will be special on 14th February. It's the day I came out. 3 years out.
I don't celebrate it, but I just did something recently for Valentine's Day. It was a commercial.
Okay. It was good.
For Valentine's. So basically the whole vibe and feel behind it was to take people back to the olden days of Iverimak. Remember my Iverimak?
Yes.
Seen on TV.
Yes.
The Twister.
Yes.
Make yourself a salad in 6 months.
I was selling a doll, which is a much better version of yourself this Valentine, meaning that you can get this doll. Mm-hmm. That is a better vision of yourself that doesn't love you, and it has 10 years or lifetime guarantee, and it comes with affirmations. It dances for you. If you like, it's a texting. It's a texting. You know, just someone that's gonna.
Like your cheerleader.
Yeah. So I think that was the way for me to celebrate Valentine's
Day. The doll is you.
Mm.
Like. If I got the doll, it would be me.
Yes. Yeah, pair.
A better version of yourself.
A better version of yourself.
And you didn't have a real doll.
Me?
Yeah.
A real doll, life-size doll.
Yeah. A big Valentine. We were within people. I'm saying, like, don't you have a person for yourself for Valentine?
Wait, you don't celebrate Valentine's or you don't date?
I don't date.
You don't date?
I do celebrate Valentine's with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's our tradition every single year.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah. So, if dating part is fine, I just want to know from an identity point of view, and the reason why I bring it up is because if you look at what's happening in the US as well, Donald Trump
and company have deleted identity. Basically, they've said, we are resetting, we're going back to genders, male, female, that is it. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And then I also want to know, how do you identify? So when we address Mugellings as a South African nation, what would you like us to address you as? And what do you feel this kind of, this issue, what kind of impact is it going to have on people in general? The fact that as an empire as big as the USA is going, because it's spread across. So because Donald Trump did it, Facebook has now eliminated all those things. So even social media is involved in not creating identities for other people. So how do you identify as, and what do you think this impact of just returning back to this factory setting is going to have?
So I still identify as he, him, with the wigs and everything. Still very much he, him. I think I really am still in one with myself. And I appreciate the young boy that was once, you know, or that is part of Mugellings. So that's I'll beautiful. Always honor that person.
Yes. Really.
And to then track to what is happening with the whole situation of identity and basically platforms removing updates where people can show their identity on social media. I think there's something about Trump's reign that makes me feel like, people are going to take a few steps back when it comes to things that we had improved on as a society. And I really don't know what the intention behind it is, but it is very much hurtful, number one, to see people having to go through that in real time, because that's someone's reality. I can't imagine if this had to happen to our country, because we are so liberated as queer people in South Africa. I feel safe in South Africa as a queer man, even though it's not the best, but like, you know, I'm grateful to always wake up in South Africa. So that whole situation basically is, I mean, I wish I had power to change things, or I wish I had some form of contribution, you know, to change things, but there's not much that we can do, or I can do rather. And I don't know. I don't know.
You know what also helps in South Africa? Fame. I think as a queer person and you're famous, even the taxi drivers forget. Is this Mugellings?
Yes.
Who went down? Yes, sir. Yeah. Genelon.
I also just want to say, guys, let's not... I don't think you should worry about what Donald Trump says. You can say it over there. I think South Africans... by now, like, we know how to care, especially for our most vulnerable. Like, we know what is happening. Of course, you're still going to have those people that will just do what they want to and express themselves the way they want to. And I mean, there's nothing we can do to change that. But I know as South Africans, majority of us, like, we are accepting, especially the new ones that are coming in. Yes. So that old generation is going to fall away. It's falling away fast.
Because we're a young country. South Africa is a very young country, Yeah, man. And I want to echo your words, Chandra. Like, and that's kind of been the message at church for the last couple of weeks, is we need to really stop focusing on the news. That's what Pastor Josh has been really preaching these last couple of weeks with his building new wells message. It's like, let's stop focusing on the news. Like, focus on the word of God. That's his message, right? And to your point, as South Africans, right now, let's just focus on us, guys.
Yes.
Let's focusing on whoever wants to leave, must leave. Whoever wants to fight with us, they must come. But can we sort ourselves out and find a way to care? Me caring about you must not be determined by what Donald Trump says.
True. Yes.
Me doing what must not be. I'm a South African. Yeah. I must react in a South African way. Yo, I'm so glad I got that off my...
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Mkelisto. Mkelrington. Mugwanti wa PNC. Mamela. We have a section called Get It Off the Chest. It's where people send us voice notes, basically telling us what they have on their chest, what's bothering them, what they're going through. And we give them the best advice that we possibly can. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Have you ever been a therapist before?
Yo. Hello.
Hi.
I have, Shem. One thing, and it's always situations where, like, Bashima never involved. Mm-hmm. You see that aspect of life is sharper.
Oh.
Like.
It's very.
Yeah. I think I really,
lock.
I really
get and people advice. Here they have like most of the problems is always relationship
about boys.
Yeah. I don't know why they ask me. You know, I mean, I know nothing about love.
Let's hear the first voice note.
Let's get into it.
Hi guys, this is David from Zimbabwe. I'm in love with your show. Titi, Farida. I really enjoy your guys' comedy. You guys really inspire us and really make us laugh. You give us a good laugh here in Zimbabwe. Although sometimes you guys are speaking your local languages. You really give us a good time and you really lift up our spirits. For Get It Off Your Chest, I have an issue with this girl that I got pregnant last year. So last year things weren't really good for me. Most of the year I wasn't really doing well. I didn't have a steady job. So she, at this time she was pregnant. So she just kept on telling me, I'm pregnant the whole year. Then by the time she gave birth, I had a good job. But then we weren't in so much contact. She just sent me the baby pictures because she stays in another town here in Zim. So she sent me the pictures. Then after that, I was really happy. I sent the pictures to my mother. She was happy. She was like, no, this the baby's really pretty. Looks like one of our own. You know, mothers, they don't get that stuff wrong. So anyway, now when I said I'm going to go to SA, there's a good Black Friday there. So November, the baby was born in September. So she told me in October that I got a baby there. That's when she sent me pictures. So I said, I'm going to buy a few things for the baby in SA since there's Black Friday in November. Then I'll come and see the baby December. I got a good job now. Then I go to SA, she's like, okay, that's fine. Then I go to SA, I come there to you guys, Kempton Park. Then I buy stuff for the baby. When I come back, I'm trying to tell her, let's meet. Then I give you the baby stuff. And I also get to see the baby. Then that's when she starts blue ticking me on WhatsApp. She's blocking my calls, what. Then I go to the cops. Then the cops make the call. Then the cops say, just tell this guy if the baby is his or not. Then the girl is like, no, the baby's not his. So fast forward maybe a few days, weeks later, I start talking to the cousin. Then the cousin's like, no, that baby is actually yours, because she was saying that the baby is yours. But the problem is now she's living with another man. And this man already paid lobola. But then this man only came around maybe when she already gave birth or towards the last few months of the pregnancy. So me, I don't know what to do. Some people are just saying, let it go. You know, the baby will come to you when the baby is much, much older. But then I don't like that because I grew up under the same system. I never met my father until I was 19. So I just don't want my baby girl to go through the same thing. And she's also lying. And to think of going to DNA, she's making up stories now, saying, know the baby is my auntie's. What a. Just a lot, guys. I don't know if you guys can help. Thanks.
No.
Yeah, looks like you've been living a Shandre van Wyk's life.
Yo. Tell us.
Yo.
So much drama.
What do you have advice for Mudara David?
We weren't together.
Yo.
It's a lot.
This is a common thing. This is not the first time I hear something similar to what I'm hearing.
Really?
Mm. Yes. There was a story on TikTok of someone actually speaking of the same situation where baby mama basically is not living with her boyfriend and she's denying access to the actual father, the father of the kid. And okay. What advice do I have?
Hey, this is a tough
Why
one.
Why do you even start?
Because what hit me was they said I must just let it go.
You can't let go of a child, bro.
They said the baby will come when it is much, much older.
When it can
So when it's older, when it can walk.
You guys don't know that I'm going like almost through the exact same thing. It's just not the same. I know the children are mine. Is that she's doing my ex is doing the exact same thing, running around, not answering calls. Just there's my brother. If I can give you advice, there is absolutely nothing you can do. I don't know how the Zimbabwean government is, but I know that when it comes to our government, especially law. Law-wise, like you'd go there as a man saying, I want to see my child. Mm. Bro, no one really wants to help you.
Yeah.
They're like, what did you do again? That's what they're assuming. They're like, what did you do? Why doesn't she want to? It's like, it always falls on you. Mm. So I don't know how the Zimbabwean, but there's nothing you can do, my brother. Just be like Elsa. Let it go. Let it go, bro.
And brother,
the child will find you, bro.
Mm-mm.
No,
fight for your child.
What if he does?
Baby girl needs a dad, bro. Baby girl needs a dad.
Yes.
I want to say something because I want to be the last to say something on this thing.
No, I'm saying all of this is difficult. It's tricky, but I hope you have the receipts for all that shopping you did, my brother. Because take those things back and get your money.
Black Friday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't?
Yeah.
It's already safe.
You bought a TV for 2,000.
You want to bring it back?
And you want to get what money?
No, most of the things you can't use if it was for the baby. Now you've got a pram and no children in your house. That's awkward.
Yeah, but it's still
people are like, what
fine.
Is he planning, this guy?
You can make more children.
So the reason why I wanted to go last on this is, Shandre, you say you're going through a... I went through this very thing.
How?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Very thing. I went through it exactly like Ndara David has explained. There I am living my best life during COVID pandemic. I'm living my best life. I just got two specials signed on to DSTV.
Yes.
So Black in My Day and Exhibit A have been commissioned, I'm posting about it. Things are picking nice. Up. Things are nice. Things are great. And I was very busy during COVID because I was doing a lot of stuff. So it looks like on the surface, it looks like this guy is killing it now. Like specials, what? I get an inbox from an old something, something.
Yes.
Wow. So proud of you. So happy for you. I wouldn't want to disturb your peace.
I'm just happy
that you are happy now.
Ah.
I don't want to say anything to disturb your peace.
Ish.
But, hey, how are you? Da, da, da. You know me, I'm trying to respond, trying to see what's going on here. Turns out this person is now in Korea. I don't know, north or south, I don't know. But they are teaching English there. This person goes, it's been years since we last saw each other. About... 5 or so, right? 5 years.
The child is 5.
But like I said, I don't want to disturb your life. You seem like things are going well in your life.
The peace is important for you.
Peace.
Never. This is lockdown. And during lockdown, I was not yet back home. I was still with my previous person.
You know, it's funny, né? I have a Facebook memory from that time. What you're talking about now happened around this time.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yes.
Bruh. So I'm like, well, and it's pandemic. So it's not like you can get in the car and go somewhere. This thing must happen within the confines of your house.
So you're having this toilet, toilet.
Bruh. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? No, listen. We are doing fine.
Whoa.
We don't need you. You were never present. We are fine. Mm. I'm like, what are you talking about, we? Rashi sends me a picture of a kid.
Now, if we could share pictures of children, which is illegal, mm-hmm. I literally would. Bro, this kid looks exactly like me. I'm not lying. Shit. So what Ndara David is saying is true, bro. She sent me a pic and she sent me another picture. This kid looked like me, bro. A lighty, like a young boy. Big lips. You know when you... Big lips, big eyes. Yeah. He had little bongo dreads.
Nickname
dreads.
Was Mashlo.
I was like, I have a son, bro. That's the only thing that clicked in my head. I was like, I have a son. Now I'm hyperventilating. I'm panicked. Bro, I went to go sit in the car. You know? Now, you know, my previous person, hey, what's going on? Like, I'm coming now. I'm going to call you now.
It's all burning.
I phoned my friend Kutlwana. I'm like, bro, this is what I'm going through right now. He's like, bro, a kid is a blessing. You just have to find a way to explain this and this. I start trying to get information from her about this because immediately my mind kicks into like, this is what's happening. I must accept it. I'm a father. I didn't know. I must embrace it. My ex is not talking to me. She, like, I told her what happened. She does not talking to me. She stopped talking to me for... I'm like, I didn't even know you existed when this happened. She stopped talking to me for like...
How could you not know?
For that week. For that... Bruh, I've been asking her these questions. She doesn't want to be forthcoming about stuff like, why didn't you tell me this? She's like, yeah, when the one time I came to drop off your sweater, I left a note in there. Didn't the security give it to you? I'm like, no, I don't have a note. Why didn't you tell me I've never blocked you. We've always been in contact. What the hell's going on? You know what I mean? Bruh, I'm trying to contact her, ask these questions. She blue ticks me. Then I start like researching and Googling. Like I try to find her siblings, her dad. I found out that her father was a doctor at some hospital. Then I was going to contact the hospital to get a hold of the dad to be like, yo, your grandchild, I'm the father.
Yeah.
Luckily, I found one of her sisters on Facebook. Then I start saying, yo, your sister, is she okay? Your sister told me this, that. And I just really want to do the right thing. I want to pay this. I want my family to come. I want to do all. Then the sister's like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she told me about the my son, this. The sister's like, that person doesn't have a child. Oh.
No child.
Bear in mind, I've been going through this for the week.
Mm.
I've barely slept. I have a person who's not talking to me, who's more gutted than I am. I have to be a stepmother for the second time. So. I'm going through this trauma, bro. I'm the one who just...
For this
when the sister said, this person doesn't have a child. Bro, I spoke to one of her friends who worked at YFM. I'm like, bro, you are very close with this person. Does she have a child? The friend goes, no, this person doesn't have a child. This is my bestie. I don't know if she had a child. The sister's like, a child? What child? I'm like, she sent me pictures. The sister's like, send me pictures of the child. I send pictures. The sister's like, no, that's my kid.
Oh, shit. So you know the sister?
As well. No, I don't know. I've never met the kid look like you. The sister's like, just recently got married with my husband. She sends me other pictures to show her. This is my family, bro.
Did the husband see the pictures and you?
Bro, so this chick, literally, I'll share the pictures with you guys, but I obviously can't share with the cheese gang. But if you look at this kid, bro.
Yo, bro.
This kid looks like it can be my child. So crazy. I believed it. Only when the sister clarified and said, as a family, we are now worried about this person because she doesn't have a child. What? And then this person reaches out to me. How could you tell my family? Well, I was just joking.
Joking?
No.
She probably was. She, like, she saw the kid. Listen, she saw
the kid and she got an idea. Yes.
Let me start something.
Yes.
You see, your thing is nice because it ended nicely. Now, imagine the security guy who found that note. Who's going home thinking in a gunny somewhere. Because he didn't know the note was meant for you. It was left him alone.
No, that's a difficult thing.
But can I be honest with you? As you said, it's a happy ending. But I think because of the time frame and the fact that I had committed to the idea, I was actually quite heartbroken at the end of it.
I get that.
Yeah, that was the intention.
Yeah.
I know you're happy right now. Should have been the clue.
Mm. Hey. I don't want to disturb you.
Yeah, but anyway.
She said it twice. I'm about to be wrapped in your peace, sir.
Anyway, sorry about that, Chris.
What's up, guys? Hi. I would like to remain anonymous.
Oscar.
My name is Thabo. And I have a situation that I think you may be able to help.
Please do us pause.
I have a friend,
no,
who right now is
in
police custody. So what happened is sometimes this friend of mine called me asking me to find a place for him to rent. And I know this beautiful family. They have a nice big house which they stay in and a bachelor pad behind the main house, which was vacant then. So I informed my friend and he moved in.
This is Wilson's friend.
Now, the problem started when his girlfriend moved in with him. And every time this guy goes to work, the landlord's son sort of do things with the girlfriend until this guy became suspicious. And one time he pretended to go to work and he stayed behind so that he could see things for himself. And in no time, the guy rocked in and he started to do things with the girlfriend. And this guy was looking in through the window and saw everything. Right now, he's in police custody, charged with causing gravely bodily harm, something like that.
Grievous bodily harm, yeah.
He apparently beat this guy so bad that this guy couldn't even move. The girl ran away, and this guy was the landlord's son was wearing nothing but a condom, and the folks had to come from the main house. And they found their son lying down with only wearing a condom. And now, my problem is that it seems like it's my mess. I'm the one who brought this guy here and introduced him to this family. Both of these people know me. And I'm the one who connected both of them. And now I'm even afraid to visit this family, and the whole situation is just awkward now. How should I approach this situation?
My brother, let me start off by saying,
not Malume, not my brother.
Malume, anonymous Thabo. Bona.
And this is my story.
Malume, anonymous Thabo. First and foremost, you are not at fault. You are not at fault. People's actions are not as a result of you. You couldn't determine that the guy who you were going to rent out a place was going to have a girlfriend who the landlord's son was going to end up sleeping with. Mm-hmm. So in terms of being at fault, you didn't bring someone. Had you brought someone who was going to cook nyaope in the back, you'd be at fault. But you were not at fault. You just thought, hey guys, you've got a property. Here's someone that's looking for a place. Yes. You gave them a through pass. What transpired was that someone did something they were not supposed to, right? This guy was sleeping with the tenant's girlfriend. Now, if you're going to do things like that, you must always understand that there are consequences to your actions.
Yeah.
So your tenant. Your friend, tenant, whoever it was, he reacted according to how he felt at the time. That's why in the court of law, he'll probably
get away with? What's a temporary insanity, whatnot? Because something happens to you chemically in your brain when you see your person being chowed by your landlord's son. You know what I mean? Live.
Sure.
The fact that he watched him take off the condom, put it on, because actually he was watching. And then start, you yes. lose your mind. Most of the murders that happen in this country are crimes of passion because someone caught someone sleeping with their partner. So let's be glad that he didn't kill him. Yes, he beat him to the point where he was not moving with a condom on. But yeah, people just need to start understanding, bro. There's consequences to your action, bro. If you're going to go sleep with someone's wife, you know, the guy leaves for work, you jump in. What if he forgot a charger or his lunch and he wants to come back? You already.
Can you imagine
what he does to you is what he does to you.
Can you imagine if that happens on the day that you paid rent and you leave? And you leave for work after paying rent. All right, baby, the rent is paid. She says, yes.
I am throwing up at the door.
That means that if the rent is paid, that means that the landlord's son has money. That
yo.
They are eating her while eating your man.
Yo.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. So,
yeah.
No, bro. Like, it's rather unfortunate that that guy got beaten the way he did. But you are not at fault, my brother.
Yeah,
you are not at fault. These are people's actions. And if you F around, you find out. That's the rule of life.
In Spanish, they say...
Hi, everybody. How's y'all? I hope you're good. So, guys, man, I look hot, man. So my mom, because she had problems with the government and whatever. So she thought, if I don't want to send to my older brother, which is her firstborn, into it of us safe, okay? Fast forward, my brother found out he decided that's his house. He kicked everybody out, including my mom. He kicked everybody out. And then my mom, okay, because she doesn't have nowhere to go. So angam kukum. So now abutaka. And then so guys, please advise us. Is there any way you could get the house back or what? Because wow, please help, guys.
Yes.
Forget.
I killed that dog.
Forget.
Okay. Sorry, they're asking us to do it in English. Kill that dog. No one who kicks their own mother out of the house and then still kicks her out of a shack for financial gain.
That's some ruthless. That's some non-African behavior.
Ah, that guy. They must. Yes. Right. They must find out who's the next beneficiary. Take him out.
No, for real.
Our sis. What?
How do you go and extract her out of the zozo she built behind the house? Bro, she wrote
but your mother,
name.
Man.
Your,
like,
your mother put the house in your name. Like, I'm going.
It doesn't belong
to you. I'm
going
to die one day. So I'm leaving it in your name. But because of some difficulty, I'm putting it in your name now. You find out, you kick me out of my house. Then I
barely
raised you in. Yeah, that's cruel, Shem.
Then, as your mother, I go build myself a little zozo outside, a little shack. Then I go stay in that shack because you kicked me out of my own house. Then you go, actually, I can get money if I rent out the house and stay in the shack that she built. Then you kick her out of that as well.
What the hell? But I don't think, it doesn't sound like the brother is okay.
No, it sounds like the brother's the type of people, those family members who, when they hear something, it equals to something. Someone told him something. Mm-hmm. He said it in a conversation and someone was like, Fana, that's your house.
But people like doing that where they get into your family business by just knowing the details.
The minor details. This is not even the whole story. I'm sure even the way they told him wasn't the way he thought about it.
Normally, that's a very spoiled child. Eh?
Yeah.
A very spoiled child will feel that they have the right to do whatever because they always get permission to anyway do what they want to do. So I think, and I don't want to say it, but that could be the mother's fault as well a little bit.
Parents.
But then on top of that, that's so evil to do. You're telling me there's nothing that she can do to get her house back?
I'm sure there is.
No, there's nothing, bro. By law, you can't.
By law, you can't. You put it in the next person's name.
And she should have raised him better.
And you know what? And you know what happens if she tries to give back the house, the mother has to pay.
Yeah.
Even if they were trying just to change the name from.
Or transfer fees.
Yeah, the mother has to pay transfer fees in order for the name of the house to change to anybody else. So that guy has about, maybe, I don't know how much, but transfer fees is about, I don't know, it depends on the property, but around about 100,000.
A lot of money.
So they need about that amount of money to change.
Look, I hear what you guys are saying there, but I also think it's not fair for us to put the blame on the mother for this child's behavior. Because as kids, and we hang around with certain company, you know. I'm sure the boy is something, you know, extracting chance, you know. And as much as he used to. So he's probably not under his her mother's custody anymore. Mm-hmm. You understand? But they had to change igama, the ownership, because of the difficulties that they faced. But I don't think it's fair, Wootsie, we should actually look at the mother and say, this is your
fault.
Your fault.
For raising a spoiled child.
Yes.
But ultimately, it could be partly. Satan is Satan. Satan doesn't choose. Because you could also find that this mother, maybe not spoiled, but did everything for their child, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between spoiling and like just doing everything. Right? At the point where, you must also understand, this is not a person who's that privileged. If you're that privileged, you wouldn't build a shack in your own house to that. This is someone who might have just spoiled in behavior and allowing certain things to happen. But If we're saying she's partially to blame, we mean a percentage.
Mm.
At the end of the day, a subhuman is a subhuman. Yes. Even if your mother treated you badly, bro, you look after your mother.
Yeah, bro.
You look after your mother. Yeah. That is my one goal in life, is to make my mother proud. Doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Why would I take my mother's house, kick her out, rent it out to people, kick her out of the shack that she's living in? Where must my mother go?
So, you know what's
he doesn't care the worst where she is.
Where? I go live there where my mother was hiding from me. From me.
It also just sounds like I didn't hear mention of a dad. So you know how
male figures
are also they are very important. When a guy or when a boy child
would have surfaced as well.
Yes, when a boy child is given the responsibility to being the man of the house, there's so many things that fall under that category that sometimes it gets glazed over, and all he thinks about is, these are my things.
Yes.
When it's like, I'm trying to make sure that you guys have things when I'm gone. This is for the family. And if you decide to have a family, so that you have a family home. But he's gone and done all this.
Yeah.
And that's actually what...
Must lawyer him.
Do you know that that's what makes you feel complete as a man, is doing things for your family. You never know how good that feels. As a man, when you do things for...
Bro, trumps
everything, bro.
Oh, bro, that is the joy of being a man. You teach, you lead, you give.
You see,
that's why it's hard for us to receive, because we're so used to giving. We like seeing your expression. Ma, I got you a new house. My son. Oh, my. Not ma, get out. Sangoma Sakami.
Not even that far, bro. Just feeding your family and seeing them all be full. That even feels amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie. That's nice.
When you look at you like,
if you ever fed your whole family, you feel like saying, yeah.
People burp and like, yeah, I've had enough. You're like, yeah. It feels nice. Next voice note, Matthews.
I think we have one more voice note, ne?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Much love,
guys. Shout out to you, Papa. Shout out to you, Ms. Farida. Shout out to you, Titi, Tabiso, and you as well, Chandre. I appreciate you guys so much. Oh, well, today I do have a question here.
Yeah.
In fact, I need an advice, guys.
Sure.
So, I've been broken up with my ex for 2 years. And I don't know, why do I still think about him? Well, it doesn't hurt as much as it used to. But occasionally I will just cry and miss the feeling of what I thought love was, you know. And it's crazy how I sometimes get upset that he was able to move on so quickly. Honestly, I feel like Ziankalela because also I haven't been connecting with anyone since him. So I don't know what to do. Maybe you guys can help. I mean, you can tell me what are some strategies that can help me move on. What steps can I actually take to focus on my current life?
Can they try and help? That's a strategy. I've got a strategy.
Yeah. Okay.
But girl, if you got a sister, take a picture of a child.
That's a dope strategy, bro. That, I think I see where you're going then.
Yes.
Make him hyperventilate. Go to the DMs, yes.
Find the bro.
Find the bro. Make sure that you protect his peace.
You don't want to make sure his peace.
Don't bother his peace.
Exactly.
Make him hyperventilate in the car.
Exactly. Ideally, wait till lockdown.
He's got nowhere to go.
It must be a Sunday afternoon.
Take a picture.
Don't listen to these weirdos here, man.
No, but that's a
dope strategy, right?
We are old.
You are guaranteed a fight that side.
Yes.
And that's all you need.
It solves the part where he moved on.
And
then you also know how it is to be broken up.
Yeah.
And then you go and comfort him.
Ah, now you've got your man back.
It's a foolproof. I think we need to trademark this one. It's a heartbreak.
Perhaps.
The strategy is to cause trouble to those who bring trouble to you.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is something that I can relate to because I mean, it's something that I've also went through. And it's clear that the girl really liked the guy more than the guy liked him. Because if he was able to move on quicker, then it means that the feelings were not mutual at all. So, babes, I guess just find something to do. Like, I don't know, jog or something. Like, you just have to. Because, you know, break.
Jog.
Like, go to gym, find something to do, because when you're sitting and not doing anything, you have enough time to track your thoughts to what was, you know, and you just need to focus on what is. So I think, just find something to do. Try and accept Uguti sekuphelile, you know.
I think it proves my point as well.
What point?
Why the guy moved on quicker. Because as soon as he left, there were 17 other ones
waiting
for
him.
And then he was, you know, there was nothing he could do. So he had to just, statistically move on.
You're always quick.
I still don't understand this point.
But it's a valid point.
Guys, at the end of the day, it's the start of another day. I agree with what you said, Kelly. This girl clearly liked this guy more than he liked
him. It's always the case.
That's always the case. There's always someone in the relationship who likes the one person a little too much. And they're the ones who are actually the most distraught when the thing actually ends, right? And the one who moves on the quickest is usually the one who has the problem. Because when you actually break up with someone, you need to actually take time to heal. You are healing, girl. Right? And healing is not linear. You're going to go up, you're going to go down. You're going to go up, you're going to go down. Go through. There's no way you can. You think the only way to stop this hurt is to get him back. No. Just go through the process of being hurt that he's gone. And move on. Jog. Do something else. But understand that maybe you overextended yourself towards someone who wasn't willing to reciprocate that to you. Hard. It happens. this is part of heartbreak. Accept the heartbreak, take it on the chin or the chest, and move on. Let him be happy wherever he is. Let him flourish. Hopefully, he finds himself in a situation where he sees that one of the tenants at the house has left, and he goes into that tenant's bedroom and sleeps with that tenant's girlfriend until the tenant has not really left. He comes back and drops him and leaves him emotionless with a condom on.
Oh my gosh.
Well, shout out.
Oh, there's another one.
PNC, Baloney and Cheese.
Baloney and Cheese.
Shout out to Titi. Shout out to Pop Pops, who is the new Desmond Dube for Sanlam. And shout out to the rest of the team, Tabiso, Shanre, Farida.
Limo Gellings.
Shout out to Titi, who is the new father. I don't know if Farida has told you yet, but Farida and I are also expecting. I know she's going to say no, but we are, if not now, in the future.
But
shout out to you guys, shout out to the team, shout out to the podcasting space, and yes.
Farida, come back here.
This guy can
do you know what's that? Do you know what's that?
Is that the whole voice note?
Yeah.
Farida, get back here.
When somebody makes a joke, but their voice does not have a joke in it, shout out to.
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning.
Now, professional Farida is about to step in there.
Here we go.
I took it serious.
Yes.
Guys, I am a virgin.
Thank
Please.
You, first and foremost.
I don't have sexual intercourse. I've never done that thing. Please. Second of all, why are you bewitching me from where you are? Say. What is this putting seeds in people's ovens so that buns can raise? Say no. I'm expecting money. I'm waiting for an invoice to clear.
Yeah.
I don't expect kids. I am a kid.
Marafarde, you're older than me. Now I'm a father.
Why is everyone pressuring my eggs?
No, I'm joking, but yeah, that is.
This man didn't even say date.
Yo, bro, he said we are expecting
marriage or
my brother in maybe in your wildest where there's a white and silver horse there
with a horn
with two horns and they're colorful.
Oh, jewel unicorn.
They do this, but in this reality,
it's a dulicorn. It's a dulicorn.
They don't. That in that world, those horns can get you and grab you and make things happen. This is real life.
Yeah,
and in reality. This stomach is flat. Oh,
he's bad.
Yeah, that would have been
that would have been a weird baby shower. Now we biting samosas.
It's blue. It's blue, Martin.
We're having Emma.
It's a smurf curry.
It's blue tamalekis.
That guy didn't say his name.
I don't care to.
We just call him Farida's baby daddy.
No.
Sorry.
I don't have. Shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That sounded
the words
like a
spell. Are not
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Cheese babies, we've come to the end of yet another episode of People Need Comedy. Before we let him go, Banza, Banele, Banisto, Izinja Zekim, Izinja Zelife, Dogs of Dogs, Mukwanti, Wako Standardin.
Yeah.
Tell us, is that a phone or the rice, my dog? No, not in the middle, there on the side.
Hey, bro. Just, it's not a
Mugelings with Zangzi, it's in
Mugelis,
before.
Oh, that's why you've been holding the mic a lot.
What's
fiddling with the mic?
Farida and I have been traumatized. Mugelis, at least you should be a little rude. Farida, rice!
Wow.
I see maps maponyani. Get sick, you merry. Gellings, I'm gonna ask you a comics question from what one funny person to another.
Fernie.
One.
My dad's white, guys.
From one funny person to another.
From one Fernie.
My friend.
Scandinavia.
Yes, Danish.
Oh, he's not our white.
No, I'm a real white father. Not one that can get kicked out of his country.
He's a Viking.
This man's dad is a Viking.
But that's top shelf white.
Right. He's a Viking. He's the original colonizer. Like
he's from the Caucasus Mountains.
He struggles to speak English.
Yeah, because that's not his mother's tongue. Yes.
What does he speak?
Danish.
Danish.
He's a
Viking, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are accent like this?
Yeah, that's why I'm not worried about this land you guys are fighting for.
Oh,
I've got land in Copenhagen.
Calix, Mamela.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
From one furry person to another.
Yes.
Yeah. When are you going to make the transition?
Okay, me.
From? Not that one.
You. No.
When are you going to make the transition?
No.
I'm saying the transition from digital humor to the stage.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah,
is it something you've been thinking about? Is it something you'd like to do? Because it's very hard to see it, especially when you've created such a comfortable place where you kill it online, and that's why we love your content.
Mm.
And the stage is a different beast. But as a funny person, when I look at you, I go, you've got such amazing stage presence with everything that you do, not just you just being funny, but from the dancing, all the antics. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be a phenomenal stand-up.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it Rosa?
Where you played Farafina.
Yes,
you did a parody of Farafina in Rosa called Farafina. Okay, yeah, no, and that definitely. Was just magical.
Cool.
Yeah, that was
gold, bro.
Would you consider doing stage?
I would. This is a conversation that got birthed last year.
Mm-hmm.
My team basically came to me and they were like, listen, and that was after I did Demo Crazy with.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yes.
So my
you
team
killed
was
it
like,
there as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all part of Demo Crazy. Yes. Gold Reef City, Demo Crazy.
The Rose of South Africa.
Rose of South Africa. Yes.
So that is when the conversation sparked. Ukuthi Mukelings, listen, we know you as.
Kuna something,
you know. And I guess we've just been trying to find ways to move. Not move, but find our comedic feet on stage. Because I've done a workshop, as you mentioned, on socials, you know, shooting skits and all of that. But I'm still waiting to find some sort of comfortability and some form of voice and communication that's going to be able to translate to the audience. And people find it very comedic, you know. So it is in works.
In the pipeline.
It's in the pipeline, stand up. But I really can't confirm now if it is going to happen or not. You know,
okay.
I'm one person that really wants to be sure about something.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'm just waiting. I don't know what I'm waiting
for. What do you want to be sure about, if I may ask?
That you're going to be funny.
You are funny. You've won half the war, bro.
I don't think that the goal is
I like
funny,
that.
But I really want
I
to
agree
be good.
With that.
Which, wow, what a good comedian.
Yeah.
And remember, stage is in real time. So if you don't make us laugh now, then...
There's no edit button.
You can't edit. You can't
Can I say something there? Stand up in itself does take a little bit of time. But I think that you have like mastered... I think you've mastered. We don't have high standard for his English.
Speak more of
Carry on, more. I'm actually first language Afrikaans, but I'm saying that you've mastered the art of being yourself and being funny already. That's the thing that takes so long to learn with doing stand-up.
Yeah,
so I think that you just have to probably learn like few basic things, and I think you would shine the same like Farida does shine.
Yes,
on stage.
I do.
As well.
But Oskandamala, it's also taken her many years
is for her to go, I'm only going to do this when I'm ready. And she finally started doing it. And how beautiful does it look? But it also requires you to also be in the space where you go, I am now comfortable enough.
Yeah.
And like Chandra said, you have to start in the beginning. So you're going to have to start with failing. You're not going to start at the top. It doesn't work like that.
I understand.
And start with your voice. Because a lot of people watch that.
Which one?
Where am I going? Whichever one. Like, it's always like difficult to, for like people always shy away from starting because there's so many voices that already exist in comedy that are so inspirational. Like you look at Pops, you look at
Celeste,
you know, so the voices are so prominent that it's like almost overwhelming to try and do anything. So like, The most important thing about the South African comedy industry right now is that so many voices are needed. So many voices are missing, including yours. Farida's one.
There's not a lot of representation.
There's a lot of voices missing.
That's so racist. But there is no there's not much representation for your kind of people in comedy in our country.
For any difference, like the comedy is like very homogenous.
Yes.
That is if you think about a South African comedian someone in your brain.
Someone from Standerton, someone who acts and behaves like you, who dresses like you, who has hair. You could relate to people who have hair like that.
Yes.
Whether they are male or female, just because you know what it's like. Comedy is about being vulnerable and truth.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that you can speak to that we don't have many voices of in stand-up.
Yeah, so...
Thank you so much. So think
about it from that perspective because it's very important whether to make that decision. And the fact that you want to be good is great, right? But like that decision is so important because there's a lot of human beings out there that really cherish this experience. Like, we take comedy so seriously and I believe it when someone says, yo, you've got something. Because nobody told any of us that, yo, you've got something. Mm. You should do stand. I mean, Farida, with exception for Farida. But I really do believe that there's a lot of voices that are missing and yours being one of them. And I believe that if you do it, something very good will come out, even if it doesn't work out.
Whether it works, whether it doesn't, all that matters is that at the end of the day, the episode comes to an end. We'd like to thank each and every one of you who've been watching the show. Thank you for your eyes, your attention, your laughter, your tears, and your involvement in getting things off other people's chests. This has been People Need Comedy. Before we leave, are there any announcements that anyone would like to make? Nothing. Great. That's it. We are now ending the show. Mukelings, anything you'd like to shamelessly plug before you dip out?
Yes.
Are you selling merch? Do you have a new line of hair coming out? Another makeup? Another makeup line. Hi, guys. Ponce like me.
Wow.
No.
Anything you're doing, an event? Nice.
Or like, branded braces. Think about it.
Unalime no aso. Get the Mugelling grills.
Mugrillings.
Yes. Artistry comedy on Sundays happens every Sundays. Our first artistry
Comedy Sunday
is going to be happening.
You said artistry twice.
I said bicycle.
I don't know what you guys need the promo.
Do you guys? We are fine.
No, I'm joking. So all 60 of your seats are sold. Fine, we'll try and sell our 120. Hi, guys. Artistry guys here with double the capacity. Just reaching out to anyone who'd like to watch comedy in Sandton. Our first show is back on the
20th.
Oh, this coming
ends on the
Sunday. It's coming out on Sunday.
The date is the 23rd,
ne? 23rd, yes.
Yeah, I was right. 23rd.
Is this the last Sunday?
Yes, this is
okay,
the last Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
Yes.
23rd of Feb, Artistry Comedy Sundays is back. First one this year. We ended with a bang.
The bigger bang.
Yeah, bigger bang. Anything you'd like to share? But if he's there, catch me online. You know what it is, you're key. Tabiso? Looking for a new iPhone. So please, if you know someone with a plug, get it right. Shandra, yeah. Anything you'd like to plug?
To the Abrams family, the prodigal son has returned. From Boilermaker to comedian, back to Boilermaker.
I don't know. I'm a father. I haven't been sleeping. Things are great.
Jeez. You've been cooking in the kitchen.
Yo! Hello.
I don't know.